Hi everyone, it's Deborah Fay here from Disruptive Publishing, bringing you the latest writing and publishing news. Today I want to talk about writer's block and don't get it right, but get it written. One of the biggest blocks that I have noticed with the authors that I've worked with is the need to get their writing right before they get it written. Now, I talked about this briefly in one of my recent writing tips, and it is such a big block for many authors that I wanted to go deeper and explore it further. The idea that we have to write perfectly is a massive block for many writers, and it literally stops them from writing anything at all. They freeze. And of course, not only can you not edit what hasn't been written, you can't publish it either. So we have to find a way to work through this if we want to become published authors. Now, why does it happen? When we sit down to write, there's often a relentless inner critic. Let's refer to her as our inner editor. And she is driving us to want to write perfectly, straight up. Some writers cannot even sit down to write because they have a belief, either unconscious or conscious, that they have to get it right in their heads first, and then they can put it on paper. Conscious or not, it is there, and it is having a negative impact on their ability to achieve their goal of becoming published. How sad is that? Now, I know from my own experience, as well as from the feedback that I get regularly, that writers can become completely paralyzed by that inner editor. And even if they have an idea and they're able to start putting things down on paper or typing things into a note on their computers, before long, they're reading and rereading that little bit of work that they've done and they're editing it, and they've actually lost their creative spark. Mostly, though, they just get so stuck with getting the words right in their heads that they don't even dare to express them in writing in the first place. So what do you need to know? What are you experiencing is fear. Pure and simple. Regardless of where it comes from, it is fear. And just about anything that matters to us resides quite often on the other side of fear. So what's the best way to combat fear? Straight up, I say education. Education is the best way to combat fear because it's through education that we can deframe and reframe our thoughts around our fears. It's a great approach to minimizing and even dissipating our fears. So questioning the validity of our thoughts and adding new information is often all it takes to be able to get moving and push through a fear. Start with these questions. Do I really have to get the words right in my head before I can put them on paper? Well, no, you don't. It's that simple. Who's going to know if I write something perfectly the first time? Only you. And you can get rid of anything you write or change it if you don't like it. What is the worst thing that can happen if I don't get it right straight up? I'm going to let you answer this one for yourself. I think you'll find that you've been telling yourself some interesting stories, and you might even like to share them with us at some point. And finally, what do I need to know that will help make it easier for me to move beyond this fear? I'm going to let you answer this for yourself too, because the answer will be different for each of you. But I will give you some new ways of viewing writing that might help you to see it from a different perspective. Writing is just another form of communication, and communicating effectively does take practice. Writing is like a bridge that joins one mind to another. There's no one way to build a bridge. Writing is a process of exploration, and it's an expression of who someone really is. Writing is like painting a picture using words. There are many different ways to describe something that are neither right nor wrong. Writing is a means to an end. Every author needs an editor, and it is easier to edit bad writing than to edit nothing at all. And finally, keep your eyes on your goal. It can pull you through any uncomfortable moments. And here's some perspective from some famous authors. A professional writer is an amateur who didn't quit. Richard Bach. It's none of their business that you have to learn how to write. Let them think you were born that way. Ernest Hemingway. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. Maya Angelou. So what do you need to do now? The first thing is, in my opinion, you need to give yourself permission to get it wrong. As long as you have permission to do that, then hopefully you'll be able to just get writing. The second thing I want you to do is schedule regular writing time and leave your inner editor outside the door while you explore your thoughts and ideas on paper. And third, keep doing this until you finish your first draft of your book. Just keep showing up. If this has been helpful to you, please send me an email and let me know. I would love to hear from you. If you want to get started with your writing and you'd like some guidance, please download our free ebook, The 7 Things an Author Must Know About Writing and Publishing a Book Before They Take the Plunge. And if you would like further support, join us in the Authorpreneurs Bootcamp. It's a great community where we show you everything that you need to know to be able to write and publish your own book. That's it for this week. Take care, and I will be back next week with another blog. Bye for now.